Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Mindful You podcast, as we all together explore the various paths people have taken as they travel down the spiritual path of mindfulness. And today's guest, Neil Elliott, has certainly been traveling down the spiritual path of mindfulness and shares his connections with a divine energy he describes. And he shares stories about meditation. He shares stories about his own meditation, shares stories about his experience of the results of his meditation, the ability to discover that there is a space of consciousness on the other side of the thoughts that we think. And that got me really excited when I hear people talk like that. Plus, he's able to articulate it clearly. So he is almost channeling the information that he talks about. And I got so caught up in our conversation that it might sound a little bit abrupt, but he goes right into I'm asking a question about meditation, and then he takes us on a guided prayer for humanity, he calls it, where he recites his prayer for humanity. And I thought it was very, very, very beautiful. And later on in the podcast, he talks about the balancing and the centering and the visualization power of visualizations. It's like, oh, this is really great. And he does a great one with a tree, visualizing what your favorite tree looks like. And then you close your eyes and he takes us on this visualization, which was really, really, really nice. So please welcome Neil Elliott to the Mindful You podcast.
This is a prayer that a friend of mine and I do weekly for prayer for humanity. And it starts with, you know, making connection with Source, God, Yahweh, Tao, whatever you want to call it, bringing the light and the love and the energy through the crown, down through and down through your feet to the center of Gaia. Back up, reflecting light and love, expanding the heart space and expanding ripples of light and love from our collective heart space to encase Gaia. And then I invite specific, but in general terms, I invite legions of angels, masters, guides, teachers, loved ones, and friends to join us in this prayer for humanity. And the prayer is, I am an open and purified channel of the divine, truly expressing through my mind and heart the very nature of the universal creative power. Daily, I open my heart and mind to divine consciousness, to transcendent, to work in me, through me, and for me, helping me dissolve all present selfish ego drives. Daily, I open my soul to receive divine consciousness to assist me in creating, building, and maintaining a new era of love and peace in the world. In the kingdom of heaven, only divine love, divine compassion, joy and laughter, and beauty of self-expression is sublimely manifested always. Nature, in every area of the world, flourishes luxuriantly, harmoniously, supplying fruits and food for every single person on earth. All people are well fed, all are well clothed, all are uplifted in spirit and are open and purified channels of the divine, manifesting the very nature of divine consciousness in every way, every day. I lift this vision of felicity to divine consciousness where it is ignited with divine life for its perfect manifestation on earth. I give my loving thanks to my source that even now it has all taken shape in the unseen and is fully present and manifested throughout the world. Thank you, Father, Mother, Life. And with that, we hold that intent for 20 to 30 minutes in meditation. And for humanity, we do that once a week.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I didn't clap my hands, but I'll just tell the editors that we started. It's a beautiful. That's definitely a prayer, and the way you worded it and the way you pictured it in my mind at least was very, very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. And I'm not Joshua. It was the author of that, and I have adjusted it and changed it, and made it more in the present than was given. So,
one of the things that I read about you, Neil. By the way, audience, this is Neil Elliott. I got lost in the prayer. I should have started with Neil Elliott. Welcome to the Mindful You podcast, Neil.
Thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
One of the things that you talked about have been the ideas of meditation, and mindfulness and meditation go hand in hand. And so I'd like to have you take us on a journey, and the objects along the way, the milestones along the way, are going to be the meditation, the benefit of meditation, and then which is the disidentification with the ego space, that conversation, and then a realization of something is being born. If you can get to that space of consciousness, which you described, and what your term was, I wrote it down. It was a string of endless thoughts. I thought that was a good way of describing meditation. It's a string of endless thoughts. So please, Neil, welcome, and please take us on a little tour.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to give everybody a little background. So I'm a professional engineer, MBA, worked in the corporate world for over 30 years, and youngest of six, born in 1960. And my father died when I was five. So I was raised by, you know, one mom with six kids, and it was a challenging time. Now the 60s was a pretty nice time to grow up. In retrospect. Anyway, bottom line is I, through my thinking and feeling and, you know, thought, words, and deeds, created events and experiences that I drew into my life unknowingly and unbeknownst to me. But unknowingly, I drew all these events and experiences into my life that took me to a place of, in November 2017, after our house had sold, being on the market for 5 years, my wife and I, and by the way, we have it's a combined marriage. We have three kids. I have a daughter and a son, and my wife had an older son. So three kids all launched at that point. So I'm 57 years old, and our house sold after being on the market for 5 years. And I thought, okay, I'm going to help my wife move and stuff like that. I'm going to plan out my suicide. I sat down, and we're in this little one bedroom rental apartment. I sat down at the kitchen table. My wife had got on a plane to go to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, visit family and friends as a celebration of house finally selling. That debt had been removed, and I planned out my suicide. I thought, I am just done with life. I'm in this deep, dark depression. No one knew I was there. I didn't share it with anybody. My wife didn't know. My kids didn't know. Family, friends didn't know. And I sat down, I planned out my suicide. And about a week prior to that, some material arrived to me that I looked at it and I thought, okay, I'm going to give this one last go. This material looks promising. It was based in science, and it promised to bridge this gap between spirituality and science. So I thought, okay, I'll give it a go. I'll plan my suicide out for 3 months. I'll start on this material. I'll get my wife moved. Life insurance will be a nice little financial bump to ensure she's okay. And I can say goodbye to family and friends without them knowing what I was going to do. All of this is in my book, by the way. And so I planned out the suicide. I crafted all my notes, had it figured out. And then I said, I'll start this material. So I started this material, reading it daily, starting with 20 minutes meditation in the morning. And I wasn't very good. I never really understood the purpose of meditation. But I stuck with it and I stuck with this material. And by the time that when 3 months came around, I thought, you know, I'm going to keep going on this because there's something happening unbeknownst to me, but as slowly these changes were happening. And by the time December rolled around, so 13 months, at the end of December 2018, and I didn't tell my wife what I was doing, by the way, she just knew I was meditating in the morning. By the end of December 2018, I went into two meditations 2 days apart. I went into this meditation and the spiritual energy flowed in through the crown of my head. And all of a sudden it filled my body and then totally enveloped me in unconditional love. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced, no matter what I had done, no matter what aches and pains I had, no what illnesses I had, what anybody had done to me in the past, I just didn't care. I felt totally non-judged for anything that I had done. Completely loved. I felt like I was a deep sea diver suspended in the ocean, and the ocean was just unconditional love that filled me. And I didn't want to come out of that meditation. I thought, this is just, I just want to stay here forever. Came out of that meditation. 2 days later, I had the exact same meditation. And at that point, I knew that this process I followed, that this information and new knowledge I gained, and then this practice of meditation, understanding what meditation was for, because part of this material describes it, gets you to this point of making connection back with Source. Call it Yahweh, God, the Tao, whatever you want to call it, gets back to, excuse me, our creator. And when you make this connection, then it can start doing this love work within you. And at first, you're not going to know it. And it's going to be happening slowly and it's going to be happening imperceptibly. But as you move forward, in faith, if you will, that something will change, and that this material I used in particular was able to do this for me, is I could move forward trusting that something was going to happen, but not knowing when or what. And then I had this experience. And at that point, it has just been this onward, upward battle, not battle, but a journey of gaining more mastery. And hey, look, I'm a work in progress. I am not done. I'm, you know, I still have things to do, but this journey of gaining mastery of my thoughts, words, emotions, deeds, no matter what is going on around me, being totally the neutral observer of everything, understanding that everybody that comes to you is, you know, a soul in their own right. They're a reflection of your projection, but, you know, in their own right, they are their own soul. They are unconditional love. They are the same as you. They are equal to you. And no matter what they're doing, it is merely the egoic behaviors that are drawing to them the experiences and the events and the illnesses and diseases and other things that are teaching them things that they want to experience, that they want to learn, till they finally wake up and begin this process on their own.
I like the word wake up. And I would describe it that at first, all there is are thoughts. And then once in a while, one of those thoughts disappears, or you begin to manage the thoughts. You begin to realize that if I don't pay attention to those thoughts, I can actually shift my attention. It's almost like learning how to drive a car. And eventually you realize that the thoughts exist, like you in that bubble of the ocean, and surrounded by unconditional love. The thought, I suspect, exists in an ocean of stillness, which you could describe as an unconditional love when you allow yourself to swim in that space between the thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so one thing I had to learn in this journey, and before this material arrived, I had grasped the concept. And all of a sudden that became a very hard word to say. Was that everything that I thought, that any of us think as right and wrong, good or bad, true or false, is really just a belief. And when you can come to that realization, then you can understand that, well, if it is just a belief, given the right process and the right knowledge, I can change that belief to whatever I want it to be. And when you can get your beliefs in alignment with where we come from and where we return to after death, which is unconditional love, you can then start to dismantle all of these egoic and false beliefs that you have solidified as you grew from babyhood to adulthood and then reinforced. You can get rid of those. So if we jump to meditation now, so first thing, you know, I learned that, you know, it's just a belief, and my goal is to get back into alignment. Peace comes out of harmony. Harmony comes out of alignment, and alignment comes out of coming back to being in complete alignment with where we come from, which is unconditional love, which is leading from the heart and becoming this neutral observer, and deliberately making a choice of expressing unconditional love in any situation that you're in to anybody, even if they've done what you would consider to be harm for you. Forgive them and express unconditional love. Let the thought is your choice. Your emotion coming from your heart, you draw up that positive energy, you draw up unconditional love, and then you transmute this negative experience, and you express with a thought, you know, a loving thought, a kind thought, a forgiving thought, and then follow that up with an action which is consistent with that love and that positive thought. And when you can do that, you start to raise your vibrational frequency. And so that life becomes this whole experience of love, surrounded by love. And, you know, this is a part of a goal, is to gain mastery of how to manifest in the quantum field, being in alignment with where you come from, to be this expression of unconditional love in this environment while you're still in this body. And so when we go back to meditation, first thing I had to learn was the purpose of meditation. And the purpose of meditation is to train yourself to get rid of all your thoughts, all this endless stream of thoughts that we have, just like that go on day, all every moment of the day. It's just, and they're from everywhere, right?
Yep.
And you make them up. And, you know, I used to read, you know, like maybe watched a violent film at night, you know, action film. Or reading a murder mystery. I'd go to bed, I'd go to sleep. Middle of the night, I'd wake up, you know, in terror because of something that I have, you know, kind of implanted in my subconscious. And so today, I sleep like a baby. I don't have any of that. Now it's like I wake up in the night and I have this strong connection with Source. And I can feel the love welling up in me. And so through meditation, the purpose of meditation is to really practice and learn and gain mastery over, stopping all of your thoughts and making this connection, allowing this connection with the divine. It is such a high vibrational level of unconditional love that it cannot penetrate into you and make itself known to you, even though it is emitting unconditional love to you 24/7. It cannot enter into you and make itself known to you until you start to raise your vibratory frequency of your human consciousness, get into this place of stillness, and allow it to make itself known to you. And when it makes itself known to you, you can feel that energy come in through you. And it might start, for me, it started as a little tingling in the crown of my head, like a dime. And I didn't know what it was, and it felt really weird. But over time, that grew. Today, you put a bowl over my head, and it's below my ears. That's how big that opening is. And it's just, and so this takes practice. But, you know, if you can get in between the thoughts, and you can meditate with the purpose of making connection, but your goal, and it doesn't always work. You know, I'll have meditations where I just can't stop thinking whatever is sure. running through my head. And so it takes practice. And, you know, you're not necessarily going to be perfect at it all the time, but it takes daily work, daily edit, you know, dedication to it. And it's a simple process, but it's not necessarily easy. But when you do this, then you can start to gain mastery so that in your life, as you're engaging with other people, you know, you're at this point of neutrality. No matter what happens, no matter what they do, you can immediately, you know, with practice, you can immediately neutralize it so that you're not responding, having this ego response of anger or judgment or denigration or, you know, whatever your ego response is. And neutralize it so that this energy runs in a neutral fashion up and down. And then you can make a choice to have this positive energy of love from your heart, lead with the heart, and then make a conscious choice with a different thought, a different belief, one that's consistent from where you come from. And then when you do that, you're expressing unconditional love to that situation, to that person. They may not change whatever they're doing. That's not your role. Your role is not to change anybody. Your role is to be a model. But when you can realize that we're just living in a hologram and you're the only person in the room, and this is true for everybody, then you can use this kind of material to, and I'm going beyond my book now, but you can use this kind of material to help yourself however you do it. And there's different ways to do it. But to come to this place of neutrality and to choose your thought versus letting these external thoughts or these, you know, thoughts that you've reinforced over a lifetime of this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad, be the directors of your life and your responses in life. Did any of that make sense?
Neil, it's clear. It's clear as crystal. Very, very, very well put. I want to underline the word choice, because my observation is at some level of people they don't have a choice. They don't know there is a choice. So there has to be somewhere along the line that you wake up from inside of something to outside of something so that you can see the something that you're looking at. And so there has to be then a space between the observer and the object, which you talk about as thoughts. And so how do you create that space, which is the birth of the observer?
Yeah, so for me, it was this, you know, reading this material that was taking me on this journey to cleanse my consciousness of all of these negative egoic beliefs, if you will, and sure. then rebuild it. And the tool for doing that is through meditation and learning to master your thinking in meditation. And the one thing that worked for me was, and of course I created this, I would have never said this before, but I will say it now. I created this dry eye condition in 2017 where I just could not read anymore. Like, I'm a shiny object guy, you know, professional engineer managing large projects, but you know, I'm focused on this and there's a shiny object over here off to the side. It catches my attention and my attention goes there, right? So it was hard for me to stop the visual distractions and then the thoughts that would immediately follow based on my beliefs, right? And so I developed this dry eye condition, which I had a really hard time. I had a hard time working on a computer. I couldn't really read. So I had to learn to listen to books in an auditory fashion. I never could do that before.
Mm-hmm.
And what that process did for me over a couple years was it trained my mind to stop thinking about all these other things that are going on and focus on what was being, you know, said by the author. And so when I went into meditation, because I had spent a year or two learning how to do this auditory reading, I fully believe that one of the things that helped me to get in this gap between the words, if you will,
yep,
to stop all of my thoughts and just enter that point of silence and stillness was the fact that I had trained myself through, you know, listening to audiobooks and learning how to do it. So I'd sit in the chair. I'd sit in a reclining chair, this one here in particular. I'd get in a comfortable position. I would, you know, have my iPad on. I'd have my headphones on. And I'd listen. I'd close my eyes. I'd pretend like I'm going to read the book so I wouldn't be distracted visually. I'd close my eyes and then I would just listen to the book. And that process over a couple of years taught me how to really focus my attention and not be distracted externally. And so if I take a moment, I can just close my eyes and just take a moment of silence and breathe. And I can start to run the energy up and down my body, up and out, and then back down. And a tool that I've just recently learned, which I can do this without this tool, but this tool is really handy, is that if you close your eyes and you visualize your favorite tree, and then superimpose that tree over your body, and when you do an inward breath, everything's through the heart. The heart is the clearing place, clearing house. So you bring a breath in, you're bringing your consciousness in from the roots of the tree up through the trunk of the tree and into your heart. And then you pause. That still point is a connection with source. And then you breathe out and you breathe all that energy out of your heart and out to every branch and every leaf in the tree. And then you pause. There'll be a pause at the end of that breath. So you've reached that still point again. And then when you draw your next breath in, you draw it in through every leaf and every branch back into your heart. And then you got another still point. And then you breathe out. Then you let that energy run down and back out down through your body and out through the roots of the tree. And if you use that tool, you can very quickly start to be able to neutralize your energy in any situation. And then once you've neutralized your energy, you can start to make a choice of changing your emotion to a positive emotion and then let your thought follow a positive thought after that.
It's true. You get to a point where you can choose. And one of the things that I noticed is that I can choose how I want to vibrate the air right now. And I can choose to vibrate the air that makes the flowers grow, or I can choose to vibrate the air, you mother, that makes the flowers die.
Yep.
And so to me, if that's true, then that would be something that people want to live with the flowers, not the weeds. And so to me, that's doable right here. That love you're talking about, you can vibrate the air lovingly. And that's doable every time you speak.
Absolutely. And, you know, you even know from kind of classical, you know, constructs from Freud and, you know, all the people that followed Freud and other teachers is that, when you're sitting talking to somebody, it's very little of it is words, it's body language, but it's also energy. When you can tap into energy, you can feel people's energy when they come to you. And there's a lot transmitted with that energy. And if you can feel this negative energy to come to it, you can neutralize it right away for yourself. It's, again, it's not your role to do anything for them. That's up to them. That's their choice. It's their learning. It's their experience. But for you, it's to gain mastery of this. You are becoming, you know, we're here to have these experiences and to gain mastery of our emotions, our thoughts, our words, our deeds. And as we do this, you know, you can start to be this channel of unconditional love in every situation and for everything.
Yep.
And when you brought up plants, you know, there's this experiment, if you will. On one side of your deck or your porch or in the garden, you have two plants that are exactly the same, both healthy. On one side, you can do this little experiment of you can talk lovingly to this plant and, you know, water it, make sure it's okay. Water both plants, but make sure they both have the same sun. But you can talk lovingly to it. And this one you can either ignore or talk nasty and vengeful and hateful to it. And you will see this one you talk lovingly to bloom and blossom and grow like you will never see. And this other one will shrivel and not do as well. And that, my friend, is your energy.
You bet.
That's this.
And that I would, in my business, the energy of the being would be the loving, compassionate, and the energy of the ego would be more of the defensive, attacking, and criticizing and judging. And so there has to be a way of bridging that space of the ego in order to get to the other side where you have that place of stillness.
Yeah. And the ego, you know, I mean, and, you know, you'll know this. The ego is not to be condemned or judged. The ego is merely a tool to create this body and give you these experiences. It's when you let the ego gain mastery of your life and let it dictate and run your life, that's when you fall into this little trap of these false beliefs and then reinforcing them and expressing them and always defending yourself. I mean, the ego is here to help us get what we need in terms of food and water and drink and stay alive and make sure the lion doesn't eat us by, you know, recognizing that we're in danger. But other than that, it's just a tool. And unfortunately, we're so lost in this illusion that we let all of these thoughts that we have through, you know, babyhood to adulthood and reinforcing them and our experiences and stuff run our life. And so when you get to the still point that you're talking about, when you get to making this choice that you're talking about, when you're about to be mindful about what you're doing and you're in this point of neutrality, you can make these choices, different choices.
Right. You can make choices for the benefit of the all.
Exactly.
And that would probably be where one has to get to. As one settles into that space of stillness, where there's no vibration. It's a little funny to me that there's no vibration, but stillness is absolutely still. So I've enjoyed it. I can see the time is coming to an end, Neil. And I just want to let you know that every time you speak, it reminds me of like an oracle. Speaking, who's like connected to this world and is bringing that energy from that world into this world. And it's more like, I guess, more you're connected to this vibration and you're bringing that vibration into this vibration with the intention of increasing the vibration. So every time you spoke, it was a rush because it was, you bring the vibration of your consciousness into the vibration of this space. And it's greatly appreciated. It's great. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you for doing all the work you're doing in order to be able to do that. And if people want to reach out and read your book or the material that you're talking about that was transformed your life, I'm sure people are saying, well, what is the material here? What's that stuff? If they want to reach out, how can they reach out to you and where can they get your book?
So the book is available globally, in all channels where you can buy books, Amazon, it's electronic, paperback, hard copy, but get it through a bookstore, you'd probably have to order it. If you go to, you can go to my author website, and a really easy way to get there is ahigherroad.com. So the book is titled A Higher Road, Cleanse Your Consciousness to Transcend the Ego and Ascend Spiritually. And it's a 7-step process to inner peace, joy, love, abundance, and prosperity. And it's by D. Neil Elliott, where D is the initial to my first name. So that's where the book's available. You can get it, Apple, Kindle, Nook, Kobo. You can reach out to me via that website as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, because I can only imagine the book is exactly what you're talking about. And if it's as clear as crystal here, I imagine it's even clearer in written form.
Well, I hope for the reader it is, it was a work of passion to get that out in a way that, can help as many people as possible that are open and curious. And, there's many paths to the top of the mountain. This is one of them. And then some of the stuff we talked about today is, learnings that I've had since that experience. So all of the quantum physics stuff that I'm talking about is past then. So.
Well, Neil, thank you very much. It was an illuminating conversation. Thank you very much for being a wonderful guest on the Mind for You podcast.
Well, thank you very much. And it was a pleasure having a conversation with you today. And I look forward to staying in touch.
Absolutely. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for listening. And please catch us on the next great episode of the Mind for You podcast. And please share us with your friends and fellow travelers on the path.